This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. A dozen Cape Cod residents have been found guilty of trespassing at the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant in Plymouth. Their trial concluded yesterday. As WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, the defendants used a novel defense strategy by attempting to put the plant on trial.
It should have been an open and shut case, a simple matter of trespass. 12 Cape Cod residents even admitted they deliberately violated the law last spring. They went on the property of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant to deliver a letter demanding that the 42-year-old plant be closed. But the case quickly became high courtroom drama before Plymouth District Court Justice Beverly Canone. The judge gave the defendants their day in court, permitting them to present a series of witnesses to demonstrate to her that they had violated the law in order to prevent an imminent public disaster. It's called the necessity defense. 81-year-old Joyce Johnson of Falmouth was one of those arrested, booked, fingerprinted, and jailed for the day, and then released on bail. Johnson says the Pilgrim nuclear plant, owned by the Louisiana-based company Entergy, is unsafe.
I really feel that Entergy is playing Russian roulette with our lives.
Experts testified the cancer rate around the plant is four times above average. Pilgrim, which is the same design as the ill-fated nuclear plant at Fukushima, stores four times as much radioactive waste as it was originally intended to handle. Cape Cod State Senator Daniel Wolf testified that when he visited Pilgrim, he found it, quote, something out of an old science fiction movie, with 1960s analog dials and controls. It's a failure of government and public policy that allows Pilgrim to remain open, Wolf testified. And Steve Nathanson, a professor of philosophy at Northeastern University who has written extensively about civil disobedience, cited Thoreau, Gandhi, and Martin Luther King Jr.
I think what these people have done is a reasonable and actually noble thing. You know, you live with these power plants for years and years, and you think, oh, well, they're part of the scenery or whatever. But, you know, once the disaster happens, then people look back and say, you know, why did we, how did we ever let that go on?
Plymouth County Assistant District Attorney Sean Killam called the defendants kind and caring people, but he said they had violated the law and had not met the standard for the necessity defense to apply. While the plant may pose a potential risk from terrorist attack, natural disaster, or human error, there wasn't an imminent danger, he said. He charged they had legal recourse. Instead of trespassing and demanding to hand-deliver a warning letter to plant operators, they could have mailed it. Then, after a short recess, Judge Canone began reading her verdict. Guilty, a collective moan went up from the crowd in the courtroom. Then 11 more times, guilty. The prosecutor looked down. The 12 defendants could have each gotten a $100 fine and 30 days in jail. Judge Canone seemed to wipe a tear away from her eye as she gave them a day in jail, time served when they were arrested. After the verdicts were announced, defendant Doug Long from Orleans said he's thankful to the judge.
Allowing it to come to trial in the first place was an act of equanimity, I think, on her part, and generosity in allowing us to make our case.
But Diane Turco, co-founder of Cape Downwinders and also one of the 12 defendants, says the trial doesn't end her opposition to the Pilgrim nuclear power plant.
We would never give up this fight. This is about our beloved community. Why would we stop? Never. Not until that reactor's shut down.
In a written statement following the verdicts, Entergy, the plant owner, says Pilgrim takes security in and around the plant very seriously. We're pleased with and respect the judge's ruling. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.